Princess and the Pea. This is a story for Ella. Once upon a time, there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess. But he didn't want just any old princess. He wanted a real one. Not one of the local princesses would do. "What's the matter with them, Patrick?" cried his father, the king. "I'm running out of princesses to show you." "I can't be sure they're real," sighed Prince Patrick. "I'll have to find one for myself." "You must do whatever you want, darling," said the queen, who spoiled him rotten.
Abby.
What about Abby?
Abby, babe.
She's in bed, all right. She's in bed. She's asleep.
Wake.
No, she wouldn't be awake at this time. Abby is a doll, for those who listen to this. Ella's favourite doll. And she's asleep because it's bedtime. And she had all her dinner, didn't she?
Yeah.
She did. Okay. Anyhow, "I can't be sure they're real," sighed Prince Patrick. "I'll have to find one for myself." "You must do whatever you want, darling," said the queen, who spoiled him rotten. "Nothing but the best for my Princey Wincy," she said. The next day, Prince Patrick set out to travel the world in search of a real princess. He took with him 12 suitcases. Okay?
Mm.
He took with him 12 suitcases, 10 pairs of shoes, a spare crown, and his cousin Fred. "Goodbye, my love," cried the queen, wiping a tear away with her silk handkerchief. "Don't forget to wrap up warm and brush your teeth." "Stop fussing, mother," he shouted back. They hadn't gone too far when they heard a loud sneeze from under the seat. "Who's there?" shouted the prince. A small figure crept out. "It's Peg," said Fred. "Aren't you the palace maid?" said Prince Patrick. Peg nodded. "Well, what are you doing here?" the prince asked. "I wanted to see the world," said Peg. "I've been at the palace all my..."
"You're awake."
"Clodagh's awake?" Clodagh's fast asleep. She's fast asleep. So it's too late. It's after 8 o'clock. Leah would be fast asleep because it's well after 8 o'clock. Shelley is fast asleep as well. She's work tomorrow. Are you trying to think of other names? You're supposed to be going to sleep as well. Yeah, we said Leah already. How about I read the story and you listen? Yeah, and drink your milk. Okay. Hi. Yeah, because milk is good for your teeth. Anyhow, where are we going? Peg nodded. "Well, aren't you, what are you doing there?" the prince asked. "I want to see the world," said Peg. "I've been at the palace all my life, ever since I was left on the doorstep as a baby." She blushed. "And cook's furious because I burnt the pudding," she added. "Well, you can't come with us," said Fred. "This is a boy's only adventure," he continued. "You'll get scared and you'll want to go home." "No, I won't," she said. "I'm as brave as you." "Well, we're not turning back now," said Prince Patrick. "She'll have to join us." "One moment. Whitey, bed." Whitey's the dog. "Shh, sleep now." Peg grinned at Fred. "Okay," Prince Patrick went on. "First up, the Wicked Witch's hut." "You're joking," cried Fred in alarm. "She'll eat us alive." Prince Patrick shook his head. "The witch will know how to find a real princess. She's my best hope." "Now, Peg," said Prince Patrick, "this could be dangerous. You stay in the coach and Fred and I will meet the witch." The prince knocked 3 times on the witch's door, but there was no answer. "It looks like no one's in. We'll have to go away," said Fred, who was already backing away. "She must be in," said the prince, and he bent down to peer through the keyhole. A large green eye was staring at him, and Prince Patrick jumped back and landed bottom first in. Okay. A large green eye was staring at him, and Prince Patrick... God bless you. You okay?
Yeah.
Sure? Okay, pull those blankets up around you now. A large green eye was staring at him, and Prince Patrick jumped back and landed bottom first in a patch of mud. A short, plump woman opened the door, chuckling to herself. "Did I scare you? I was just checking who you were. You can't be too careful these days." Fred was amazed. "Are you the witch?" he asked. "You're not scary at all." The witch looked rather upset. "Well, I try my best," she sighed. "I grew 3 new warts last week." "Come inside," she added. "I'm just cooking some tasty soup for lunch." "We're not hungry," said Prince Patrick quickly. "I've come to ask for your help, and I want to know how to find a real princess." "Real princesses are very rare," said the witch, "and it's hard to spot a fake one. But there is a test that you can do." "Let me see," she said as she looked through her book. "A real princess must have boiled brains, rotten beans and cat spit." "What?" cried the prince. "Oh, sorry, that's a recipe for soup," she said. And it notes the real princess test. A real princess must possess politeness to one and all. Don't pick your nose. Because it's not good for you, it'll fall off. Politeness to one and all, kindness to rich and poor, and she must have very sensitive skin. "Sensitive skin?" Prince Patrick asked, looking confused. "A real princess," explained the witch, "has such tender skin that she could feel a pea under 20 mattresses." "Thank you," said the prince. "What?" "Oh, you're a princess." "Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're my princess. You're the best princess in the whole world. Yes, you are." "I'm going to go, no, because when you were a little baby, I put a pea under your mattress."
"Ali, babe."
"Well, Ali's fast asleep, and so is Abby." "Yeah, and you have a big day tomorrow minding them too."
"Yeah."
"Yeah, well, put your hands in there now and keep yourself warm. Where was I? Oh, a real princess," explained the witch, "has such tender skin that she could feel a pea under 20 mattresses." "Thank you," said the prince. "You've been very helpful." And he turned the door. "Oh, do stay for lunch," pleaded the witch. "My soup's almost ready. And bring in that poor girl from outside." They were stuck in the witch's hut until the cauldron was empty. "I feel sick," groaned Peg on the way back to the coach. "Well, you shouldn't have had 3 bowls then," said Fred. "I was being polite and I didn't want to hurt the witch's feelings." "That was very kind of you, Peg," said Prince Patrick, smiling at her. "Now, are we going now?" asked Fred. "I have a witch's test and I can finally find a real princess." "We're off to meet Prince Prunella next. Check the map," he said to Fred. Princess Prunella was very excited to see the prince. "You must come and stay in my castle," she cried. And then she raced over the bridge. She dragged Prince Patrick with her. "Hurry, hurry," she called to her servants. "I want you to prepare the best bedchambers for the prince and Fred." "Excuse me," said Peg, struggling with all the luggage. "Where am I to sleep?" And the prince notes, "Who are you?" She says, "I'm a maid." "Maids belong in the attic," replied the prince haughtily. Haughtily, you heard correctly. "There might be a few mice there, but I'm sure you'll do absolutely fine." So Peg went to her room, and it was cold and it was damp, and she could hear mice scuttling about and squeaking. And she's kind of saying, "Well, the prince can't marry her. I know this because there are illustrations in the book with a picture of Peg in bed." And she's saying, "The prince can't marry her." Meanwhile, Fred and the prince were in the grand dining room with Princess Prunella. "You're being very kind," said Prince Patrick, "but what about Peg? Is she eating in the kitchen?" The princess looked shocked. "Your beastly little maid. You can't expect me to bother with her. She can eat pig slops if she's hungry." "I'm afraid we must leave," said Prince Patrick. "You're not a real princess after all." "Yes, I am," said Prunella. "Oh, no, you're not," shouted Fred. "You failed the first real princess test." Rats, said Prunella. She doesn't look very pretty in the illustrations. Real princesses are polite to everyone, explained Prince Patrick, and you've just been rude to Peg. I won't give up, said Prince Patrick. There must be a real princess somewhere. And according to this map, there's a Princess Pavlova next door. Let's try her, said Fred. Princess Pavlova greeted them all very politely. What a pleasure to have you here, she said, and welcome to my castle. She's passed the politeness test, thought the prince. Now what's the next one? Fred, he cried, I have a plan. I'm going to dress up as a beggar and see if Princess Pavlova is kind to me. Try out your disguise on Peg first, said Fred, to make sure it works. Prince Patrick found Peg sitting on a tree stump and she was about to eat an apple. I'm a hungry beggar, he said. Have you any food for me? With a very strong Irish accent, in brackets. Joke. Anyhow, it was the first accent that came into my head. Oh, you poor thing, Peg cried when she saw him. Here, have my apple. And now that I think about it, the whole story is written in an Irish accent, isn't it? Yeah. Prince Patrick was very pleased with himself. Excellent. It works, he shouted, throwing off his disguise. It's you, said Peg. What are you doing, she asked. But the prince was already knocking on the castle door to try the test on Princess Pavlova. A servant answered. Is someone there called Princess Pavlova? That should read, is someone there called Princess Pavlova? As versus, is there someone there called Princess Pavlova? There's a difference. Anyhow. It's a beggar, your highness. Well, we've got nothing for him, she snapped. Tell him to get lost. It says go away. And he smells poo-y. That's what she does say. Prince Patrick turned away. She's not a real princess, he thought. A real princess is both polite and kind, and even to beggars. I give up, said the prince with a sigh. I'll never be married. I don't think there's a real princess anywhere, and we may as well go home. They got ready for a long journey back to the palace, and everyone was glum, even the horses. I bet the cook hasn't forgotten about the pudding I burnt, thought Peg. And as the coach arrived at the palace, just in time, there was a huge storm brewing. Peg was sent straight to the kitchen in disgrace. You've got hundreds of dishes to wash, said the cook. They've been piling up since you left. Prince Patrick and Fred went to find the king and queen, and outside the rain began beating against the windows. Streaks of lightning lit up the sky. And just then, there was a knock on the door. There is a Prince Primrose to see you, your highness, said the footman. A beautiful princess stepped into the room. She was wet from the rain and she was shaken with the cold. I'm so sorry to trouble you, she said politely, but my coach was broken down. That's no trouble at all, said Prince Patrick quickly. Why don't you stay the night at our castle? We'll fix your coach in the morning. I must give you something in return, she said. She acts like a real princess, thought Prince Patrick. But I must be sure. And he looks at the piece of paper and notes, very sensitive skin, the last rule. The last test, sorry. So he asked the servants to prepare Princess Primrose's bedroom. I want 20 mattresses on the bed, ordered Patrick, and a pea at the very bottom. Well, Peg didn't get the bed that night. Yep. Fourth time that I'm joking. Peg didn't get to bed that night. She had to finish washing the dishes. The next morning, Princess Primrose came down for breakfast looking refreshed. How did you sleep? Asked Patrick. Like a baby, she said. I loved all those mattresses. And the princess said it was the most comfortable bed ever. Patrick sighed. A real princess, he sighed to himself obviously, would have felt that pee. He waved goodbye to Princess Primrose as soon as breakfast was over. Another fake one, he said sadly. It was Peg's job to clean the princess's bedroom, and slowly she climbed up the ladder, yawning with each step. "I'll just lie down for a moment," Peg thought, "before I start cleaning up." And in no time at all, she was fast asleep. But an hour later, Peg woke with a start. "Ow," she said, "there's something really lumpy in this bed. I'm getting down." But as she leaned over, she knocked over the ladder and it clattered to the ground. And Peg started to cry. I'm stuck, she said. "Help." And she began to shout for help as loud as she could. "I'm stuck, please help." And everyone rushed into the bedroom. "What are you doing up there?" Prince Patrick called. "I was supposed to be cleaning," said Peg. "But I was so tired, I fell asleep. And there's something horribly hard in this bed," she added, "and I'm covered in bruises." Prince Patrick knew this could only one mean. Prince Patrick knew this could only mean one thing. "I can't believe it," cried the prince. "You were polite to the witch, and you were kind to a beggar, and now you felt the pee under 20 mattresses. You must be a real princess." He raced up the ladder and he said to Peg, "Will you marry me?" Peg gasped, "You want to marry me, a palace maid?" "Yes, please," he said. And then his mother said, "A maid?" "But a princess at heart, my dear," said the father. So Prince Patrick finally married his real princess. He put the pea in a glass case in the palace museum for everyone to see. It may be still there today. That's the end of the story.